Welcome, Jim. It's so great to have you with us today.
Well, thanks. It's great to be here.
All right. I want to get right into the fray and say we've just survived Tax Day 2011. And I'm wondering what advice you have for our readers, listeners, about how to make next year's Tax Day happier for them.
Sure. The first thing that it's very, very important for all listeners to understand, and maybe this is so obvious it goes without saying, but my experience is that it doesn't go out without saying, and that is that taxes really matter. A lot of people just look at, well, what kind of return am I getting on my investment? There's a big difference between the money that you can put in your pocket and the money that might come up on the screen when you check your account. So taxes really matter. There are some parts of the tax code that are quite beneficial to investors, and certainly the most important is having the maximum amount you can put into your tax-deferred account, either a Roth IRA, a regular IRA, a 401k. And the idea here is the longer you can defer paying taxes, the longer you can put it off, the better. Second, we still have relatively low capital gains taxes and taxes on dividends. So I really encourage people to own stocks that pay substantial dividends. And finally, take a close look at municipal bonds. Now, there's some problems with municipal bonds today. There's some worries about credit quality. But in general, we are in a period when the comparison between the returns on municipal bonds, on the yields on municipal bonds versus taxable bonds are extremely attractive. So I would say those are the main things.
Okay, so you're actually not concerned about, we've been hearing about defaults in the municipal bond market, so you're still recommending these, correct?
Absolutely. Look, I am concerned about the credit quality of any investment that people make, but I believe that investors can find highly rated municipal bonds that have good stream, either good streams of revenue or, don't forget, the taxing power of the state behind them. So I think that people should actually take advantage of some of the fears right now about municipal bonds, which I think are overblown. Now, as with any other investment, it's very important to be diversified. You know, we don't know. The whole point of the book, Safety Net, is that we can experience bolts from the blue that are utterly unexpected. And, you know, we've seen large companies like Enron or AIG or General Motors completely melt down. And so you need to be protected. But that comes through diversification. I don't think people should shun municipal bonds just because of credit quality.
All right. Something I've been hearing a bit about is the bond bubble in general. How can investors get income for their retirement?
Right. The bond bubble is essentially the worry that so many people are pouring into the bond market and thereby driving down interest rates and driving up prices, that we may be headed for a bubble of the same sort that we had, let's say, with tech stocks. There are many ways that you can protect yourself against that. And in my book, Safety Net, what I urge people to do is to hold balanced portfolios of stocks and bonds. But in the bond part of your portfolio, your aim is not to score big with capital gains. That is to say, buy bonds hoping that interest rates will decline so that the value of your bond will go up and you can sell it at a profit. No, that's not what to do. The thing to do is to own several bonds so-called laddering. So you've got a bond that matures in a year, you've got another bond that matures in 2 years, let's say all the way up to 10 years out. And then as one bond matures, as the bond that's coming due in a year matures, then if interest rates are rising, then you can buy a new bond, a new 10-year bond, at a higher interest rate. So what you're doing in the strategy that I offer in Safety Net is you're looking for income only from your bonds. You're going to hold them to maturity. You're not going to sell them at a profit. That's not the objective. And you're going to protect yourself against the possibility that interest rates will rise and the price of the bond will fall by having bonds that mature on a regular basis. So that's the best way to handle bonds.
All right. Actually, what's your opinion about converting your regular IRA to a Roth IRA?
I think for most most people, it doesn't make very much difference. You're making a bet when you do this on what tax rates will be in the future.
Well, okay. Do you think that folks should use a paid financial advisor, or can you really get what you need by reading up books like yours and doing it yourself?
Well, I think that for most people, having someone, some kind of professional that they can trust and that they can go to, especially in moments of need, of panic, when things get really bad, is a really good idea. I do believe, and maybe this sounds self-serving, that even if you have a professional advisor, you should read books such as Safety Net, because you really need a background in investment. You can't simply rely on one other person. Do both. Read a book like Safety Net and get a financial advisor of some sort.
Well, let's talk a little about Safety Net. Can you tell us about your stress test for people's portfolios?
Sure. First of all, the idea behind Safety Net is that the world has become a much riskier place when it comes to investments, and there are a number of reasons for that. But I think we can see it all around us. The question is this a short-term phenomenon or a long-term? And I believe it is a long-term. So you need to protect yourself on the downside. So what Safety Net does is it offers a strategy where you may end up with slightly lower returns on the upside if things do really well, but if things do really poorly, you're going to be protected. So one of the things that I do in the book is I show the results of stress tests. In other words, sample portfolios. How would these portfolios have done under real-life conditions in the past? And I'll just give you two examples. A very simple Safety Net portfolio is, the very simplest, is to reduce your asset allocation to stocks from, let's say, 80% or even 100%, as many investment advisors recommend for long-term investors, including me, by the way, in the past, to 50%. So instead of, let's say, 100% stocks, 0% bonds, if you're somebody who's not going to retire for 30 years, go to 50-50. Okay, so what would have been the difference in 2008 between those two portfolios? Well, 100% stock portfolio would have lost 37%, whereas a 50-50 portfolio would have only lost 10%. Now, take a great year like 1997, when 100% stock portfolio was up 33%, a terrific year for stocks. The Safety Net portfolio at 50-50 would have been up 25%. So I think that gives you a good indication of what you might be giving up on the upside, but you are protected on the downside.
Any final words of courage for investors?
Well, the main thing I would say is that don't get mired in doom and gloom. I'm not saying in this book that everything's going to be terrible going forward. What I am saying, however, is that if things are terrific, if the economy does really well, and the stock market does really well, you, in your normal economic life, should do very well as well. You know, you'll get a raise in your job, the value of your house will go up, everything will be pretty good economically. But what you don't want to do is have the kind of exposure that lots of people have had in the last few years, where the economy is bad, they might have lost their job or certainly not gotten raises they expected, the value of their house goes down, and the value of their financial investments, their stocks, goes down. You want to be hedged. You want to be protected on the downside, so that if things do go bad, you know, you can't short your house, you can't short your job, but you actually can hedge in the stock market. And that's what I propose in Safety Net. So it gives you a smoother ride, and it gives you a kind of feeling of, I would say, almost contentment that, hey, you know what? Nothing really terrible is going to happen to me, even if bad things are going on in the rest of the world. So I think that's what investors want, even if it costs them a little bit for this insurance policy. So that's the idea behind Safety Net.
All right. Well, thanks so much. It's a great book about, you know, getting it done. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.